International trade is a matter of delicate balance. But from the U.S. perspective, there may be no finer line than the one followed in the dealing of trade matters between our nation and two Asian countries that are bitter adversaries.
The political tensions between Taiwan, or the Republic of China, and mainland China, the People's Republic of China, influence greatly across the board all manner of economic, trade, political relationships. And it is the dominant influence within Taiwan on how they perceive their place in the world, their relationship with the United States.
That is Scott Sindelar of USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. He has served on duty for FAS in post in both mainland China for 5 years and most recently Taiwan for 3. And he has seen and experienced firsthand the fine line that defines the trade relations between the U.S. and China and the U.S. and Taiwan. I'm Rod Bain. And a look at the unique dynamic between these relationships and how it all plays out is the subject of this edition of Agriculture USA. While much has been made about China's growth as a developing nation and both an agricultural and food importer and exporter and how it all fits into a trade relationship with the U.S. on a global scale, keep in mind Taiwan is the U.S. second largest exporter of ag and food products on a per capita basis, with a developed economy and a growing middle class. But this component of relations between the U.S. and China and the U.S. and Taiwan are just one part of a complex situation.
The United States does not have an official relationship with Taiwan. Technically and legally, I did not work at an American embassy in Taiwan. Some years ago, we transferred our official diplomatic recognition from the island of Taiwan to People's Republic of China in Beijing. So that automatically puts our relationship with Taiwan at a different place than our relationship with China.
Scott Sindelar of USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service says despite the official relationship the U.S. has with Taiwan, its current economy and long history of trust and trade with the U.S. has made Taiwan a close ally. But as Sindelar points out,
when working in Taiwan, though, you always have to be cognizant and aware of the dynamics of that China-Taiwan relationship. And it does color even what we do in agriculture quite often, in some cases limiting the kind of interactions we have with them, particularly at senior levels. But because our relationship is rooted in trade and business, we've been able to accomplish, I think, a number of things with Taiwan in agriculture that have put that relationship on a very firm basis.
Sindelar also makes this observation, based on his time working for FAS in both nations, that there is quite a dichotomy between the openness of Taiwan and the more guarded stance of China.
The difference I noted in working with Taiwan authorities on market access issues where there were barriers to trade is a willingness to resolve the problem. They understand that trading partners need to adhere to the international standards, follow the WTO requirements, and they were willing to do that. They were very receptive to working with us to address their concerns. And during my time in Taiwan, we had a relationship that was based on a very open discussion where they would quite freely explain to us what their constraints were, whether they were political problems, market problems, and where we might be able to help them overcome those problems.
But perhaps the greater irony is, although China and Taiwan are enemies in several extents, the free market nature of the Taiwanese economy has allowed entrepreneurs there to find opportunities in mainland China, and in turn, extend those opportunities to U.S. producers and exporters.
A lot of our companies, and from my experience in China as well, sometimes have a difficult time getting a product into a certain market. If you've got a Taiwan firm already established in a third country selling their products, and they're willing to take a U.S. product into that market or to use it as an input or ingredient into some processed food product they're already preparing, it's a way for us to expand our sales around the world, but using a Taiwan company as one of our partners.
Current headlines have more focused on China on trade and food safety issues, similar to other Asian nations. Yet incidentally, consumers in many of these countries continue to demand U.S. food products, such as fruit and vegetables, meats, and specialty goods. Taiwan is no different from a consumer standpoint. But to Scott Sindelar, what perhaps makes it stand out as a consistent and loyal customer to U.S. trade and agriculture is exactly those traits, consistency and loyalty. This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.